In everyday life, we're faced with trials and tribulations. There are certain things that happen that we perhaps don't like, and these things play in our minds. And one very, very effective technique that the scholars have given us, which helps you to deal with things, is to write things down. Now imagine a blank sheet of paper with lines all over, scribbled all over. These are your thought processes, and after a bit, it becomes impossible to decipher and everything's intertwined. And what the scholars write is this, that if you sit down, you get a piece of paper and you start to write down your problems. So you write down problem with, for example, your children and how to deal with it. Problem with your spouse and what action plan you have. Problem with your finances, problem with work. Write everything down. Straight away, you will start to feel relaxed. Why? Because mentally now, your brain is thinking, well, it's all there, I'm not going to forget anything. And also at the same time, because you've provided some sort of solution, even though it may not be the perfect solution, even though it may not work, at least you've put something down on paper. And this is a technique that many have used. And over time, do this day in, day out. Write the things you need to do down, write the problems down, write the calamities down, and then look at ways of solving it. And when you go to bed, your brain will be much more relaxed. Why? Because you've got it there on paper. It's not something you're going to forget about, and you've tried to solve it. And the brain then organizes information. And then try to get to bed early. But before you do, with your Isha Salah, read 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah and ask for forgiveness for all your sins. And when you make dua in the court of Allah, whatever problems you have, it could be anything, place it in the court of Allah by saying, Ya Allah, I don't have the strength to deal with this problem. I don't have the means to deal with this problem. I don't have the ability to deal with this problem. But Malik, You are the Almighty. Ya Allah, for the sake of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please solve this problem. Now that prayer, sincere and humble prayer and supplication in the court of Allah will automatically and immediately relax you. So 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah, followed by this dua and writing everything down. Practice that every day if you're suffering from anxiety and depression. And watch, within a few days, you will start to feel much better. And remember that the effects of depression are not just in your mind, in your emotion, mental, but they are physical. And the physical impact is so great that it can have devastating effects on your life. Ask yourself, is it really worth it? And think, the only real, long-term, sustainable solution to this problem is Salah, Quran, and acting upon the beautiful deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.